Good evening, my friends.
Good evening, Miss Sharp.
I am happy to be with you again.
Okay.
My joining with the instrument this time is not easy, because she is a little physically and mentally tired.
I'm sorry to hear that, but she is.
She, of course, presents a face to the world that all is well.
I've noticed that in the past, yes.
But she must recognize that sometimes she needs to rest a little more. I will walk with her this evening when we have spoken.
Thank you very much.
So, because of this, I will bring at the end of this meeting others to speak with you. It will not be rescues this time, but people who will be of interest to you.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. And I'm very grateful to you for taking care of your instrument in this way.
I have said I will look after you all.
You have indeed.
And I will do this.
We do appreciate it. All of us.
So, when I need to stop, I will let you continue, and I will do what I can.
Thank you very much indeed, Senator.
This time, I would like to speak to you on some matters that are often spoken upon in your world, but which are, in fact, not quite true.
Yes.
There are some myths about the work that your groups do. For example, we hear many times your groups say, we must have one man, one lady, one man, one lady. You are aware of this?
Yes, and I've ignored it because I didn't think it was necessary.
You are correct in your thinking. Let me speak a little on this matter.
Please.
The misconceptions lie when we speak about the energies. These people think male energy, female energy, as if each are an individualized thing. Let me tell you, male and female energy is within you all. You understand?
Yes, you have touched on this earlier.
Yes. You all possess these many energies within you. It is nothing to do with your gender.
Yeah.
You see, these people are fooling themselves about these matters.
Yes, unfortunately, there are many who do that and still adhere to those misconceptions.
Yes. I know that you do not, but I think you should know that it is wrong in any case.
Yes, it adds weight to our arguments, if ever they do develop into arguments about procedures at groups.
Yes. It is good that all of you who will one day go in their own direction should remember these things.
Of course, it is quite important to avoid falling into the same trap of misconception.
Of course. Are there questions upon matters of this subject that anyone would wish to discuss with me? Or shall I continue?
You can please continue unless there are questions, are there?
Could I ask about what the real difference is between male and female energy?
There isn't a, sorry.
Between the energy of a man and the energy of a woman.
You are speaking as human beings?
Yes.
There is no difference. I have just said each person possesses male and female energy within them.
So it's in the same balance?
It should be, but in certain persons this is not so. But that is another subject. Perhaps we could go into another time.
Yes. Yes, I have questions branching off onto that, but not this time.
We can devote more time to the subject.
Yes. Please continue then, if you will.
Of course. Let me speak on another matter where there lies many misconceptions. Let me take the groups that feel they must hold their hands together. Mm-hmm. Of course, it is the same thing. They feel that their energies are linked. In very few cases, this does help. But on the whole, it is unnecessary. Because, you see, we do not draw the energy from your hands.
I have never wanted that to happen, because I have always been of the opinion that it could be a distraction.
Yes, it is. You see, we draw the energies from the spiritual aspect of each sitter.
Right.
So, whether they be holding hands or not really does not make the difference. I say this to you. Of course, I would say to those groups who do this, if they feel better for it, if it helps them in their quietness and their meditation, then do it. But do not become obsessive about it.
Right.
Do not bar anyone who feels it is not right. Mm-hmm. Because then, you see, they start to build negative energies themselves.
Yes, I can understand that.
I wish you could all be more open in your pursuit of spiritual matters.
Another peculiar thing I have come across in the past in groups is the placing of a glass of water under each sitter's chair on the rather, to me, peculiar assumption that it will condense power into that water, and it can then be consumed afterwards.
I have to say, there are a multitude of happenings which are so unnecessary.
Right.
Look to those people who have trodden your earth plains. You do not see them practice these things, because it is so unnecessary.
Right.
Take them as your examples, if you please. Try to approach these matters only with an open heart and an open mind.
So
that is all I would ask of you.
Right. So basically we are following the correct requirements in the way we approach these meetings.
I have been happy with the way you have conducted yourself over these many years.
Okay.
I have said to you when I first approached you that I have waited a long time to come, and I would not have said those words had they not been true.
Thank you. I'm pleased to know that we are following the right principles.
Let me say, too many of these groups are too urgent in their needs, too urgent in their ego, too urgent in what they desire, rather than what should be the needs of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
You, my friend, have stood back on many occasions, and for this you will be rewarded. I don't wish the word reward to seem a huge thing in your eyes, but it is the only word I can find this time.
Thank you very much.
And I want to say, before I go, because this time must be short, because of the explanation given to you, I want to welcome back the young gentleman to the fold, shall I say?
Yes, the true fold.
Thank you. Let me say this to him. This one is a seeker of truth.
Yes.
He is a seeker of what is life all about. He will find in his own time his own answer. He is not so easily convinced. I do, my friend, but let me say, there is much more travel ahead of you.
Ooh.
Not only in your physical person, but in your consciousness. There are many, many roads for you to travel.
Yeah.
You understand what I am telling you? You will never find all of the truth, all of the reasons for life as you would wish to know it. But along your life's journey, you will discover much.
Mm.
And that my young friend is no mean matter. There are many within many lifetimes who discover very little.
I'm not going to be like a tree and put down roots. I'm going to be...
I did not say that. I said you would travel far and wide, but yes, you will one day find your roots. You will be stable in your life, but you will travel many, many roads.
Many different roads.
Many, many roads.
Right. I'll have to find what the next road is.
Your future, my young friend, is rosy. I don't often say that to many people, but to you I can say these words.
It's nice for you, Paul.
Yeah, it's a nice word to use, yeah.
Now, my friend, before I depart, I want you to take a little more care of yourself, please. You must, because there is much work still for you to do.
Right. I thought I was taking reasonable care, not overworking.
Yes, but you must remember you are not always the best judge of what is best for you.
Right. Well, I accept your recommendation, and I should do something about it.
Do what I have told you all previously. Listen to your body.
Yes.
Listen to that quiet voice within you, and you will not go far wrong.
Okay. Well, I shall take heed of your comments. Thank you for them.
Now, I will leave you this time to continue. My love goes with you all until we meet again next time.
Thank you very much indeed. Our love goes with you. God bless you.